What if I told you that sometimes we treat God like a fast food order, keeping what we like and leaving out the rest? Hey, join me as we discover why Jesus invites us to follow the real King, not a version we've created ourselves. For years, we've heard the commercials, "At BK, you can have it your way." Their promise is that if it's your burger, it should be made the way you want it. You don't like onions? Okay, no onions. You don't like tomatoes? Okay, scratch the tomatoes. No sauce? No problem. Because you can have the burger your way, however you like it. Well, my friend, let me tell you this. This ain't Burger King. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the real King, the King of Kings, God Almighty. This morning, we're discovering another incredible truth from our series in the book of John. In John chapter 5, we're going to be in verses 27 through 30. Let's start in 27. It says, "And has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me." This is big, y'all. In this passage of John, Jesus claimed to be God's Son, and by doing so, he was making himself equal with God. Now, many people want to believe in God, but not really all of God. What I mean is, they want to pick out the parts that they like about God, such as heaven and God is love, peace, the forgiveness that he offers, no shame, freedom, and the blessings. But they want to leave out the other parts that don't appeal to them. For years, what I believed about God was simply what I would hear from others. If I liked what I heard, it became part of the God that I was worshiping. If I didn't, I thought, nah, I'm just going to leave that out. That's not a loving God. I didn't realize it at the time, but what I was doing was creating an idol. I was not worshiping the one true and living God. It was only when I began to search the scriptures that I found the truth, and I found the real God, the only one worthy of our praise and surrender. Why does God have the authority to say, "My way"? Because he is the only way. He is the creator of the world, of every person. He's the one who put breath in your lungs, a heartbeat in your chest. Every single detail he created. He's in control because without him, it would be chaos. He knows what's best for my life, and just as a parent knows what's best for their child. He doesn't withhold things to torment me or out of spite. He does it to protect me. So we have to decide if we're going to follow Jesus, the Son of God, the one who is God, the true God of the Bible, and accept all of him, or are we going to try to order up a God to worship that's our way? I want to dig in just a little bit more into this passage this morning. So if you've got a few more minutes, stick around and let's walk through it together. Let me send you a few questions that might help. If you haven't signed up for those texts yet, all you have to do is text the number on your screen. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. I hope you enjoy your day.